The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 27 of Love Now. Today's title is More Than Words. Gary Chapman said, "Love has to be more than something we feel. It has to be something we do. We have to demonstrate it concretely in our marriage, our family, among our friends and acquaintances, and yes, even among our enemies." Our text today is 1 John 3:18. "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." In the second chapter of John's first letter, he refers to Christians as little children, young men, and fathers. Each term represents a different stage of spiritual maturity for Christians. Little children symbolizes new believers who are young in their faith journey. Young men refers to those who are growing into maturity in their faith. Fathers signify those who have reached spiritual adulthood and have strong personal relationships with the Lord. So, it is interesting that when John speaks about love in action, he refers back to little children. One would predict that loving in deed and in truth would be spoken to Christians at the intermediate or final stage of spiritual maturity. Yet, John tells new believers that true love is not just talked. Christian love is demonstrated through actions and reveals the truth. Why is John's reference to new believers essential? As all parents know, you must teach your children the fundamental principles of life at an early stage. It is a foundational value of the Christian life that true love is an action that is always connected to truth. From the point of salvation, believers need to be instructed that love involves way more than just talk. We live in a society today where many Christians talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. It is easy to say you love someone, but showing it takes sacrifice and time and effort. David Allen explains 1 John 3:18 as follows. "Love is the circulatory system of the church. If the arteries of love get clogged, the church is in danger of spiritual cardiac arrest. One key evidence of spiritual maturity in our lives is the depth of our love for one another." In verse 18, John introduces this final exhortation. We should not merely love in word and talk. These two words are essentially synonymous. People in need don't just need to hear a word of encouragement, such as James speaks when he talks about the person who says to the one in need, "Be warmed and filled," but then sends him on his way without any tangible assistance. Rather, we are to love in deed and in truth. The word deed in the Greek New Testament is the noun ergon, which means work or action. In our culture, we use a word whose first part comes from the Greek word ergon. It is the word ergonomics. Ergonomics is the study of how the workplace and the equipment used in the workplace can best be designed for efficiency, productivity, comfort, and safety. It is also used to describe the qualities in the design of equipment used at work that contributes to efficiency and productivity. Our love for others should be ergonomically effective in the sense that its distinctive quality should be that it is Christ-like in every way. Our love should be productive. It should accomplish the meeting of needs in a tangible way. John further describes how we should love in truth. His use of truth here is probably an idiom that means actually or really. Our love should be genuinely demonstrated in action. Genuine love moves beyond words. It is productive and sincerely exhibited. Aren't you extremely glad today that Jesus moved beyond words of love to actions? We would be hopeless today if Jesus said he loved us, yet never demonstrated it. As believers, we must follow the example of Christ with a love that is actively experienced in the lives of those we claim to love. This must be our aim from the outset of our salvation. Here are some questions today. Why is it important that new Christians are taught to love in action early in the spiritual journey? In what ways do you witness believers today loving only through their words? How does the following paraphrase add to your understanding and application of today's scripture? 1 John 3:18 from the Message. My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're living truly, living in God's reality. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.